Al Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome my dear brothers and sisters to our series Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimuhullah. And today we have reached hadith 24. O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself.
Al-hadith al-rabi'u wal-ishroon An Abi Dharrin al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu An al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى أنه قال يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه رواه مسلم.
On the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from among the sayings he relates from his Lord, that he said, O my servants, I have forbidden wrongdoing or oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden for you. Therefore, do not wrong or oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are lost except for those whom I have guided. Therefore, seek guidance from me, and I will guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those whom I have fed. Therefore, seek food from me, and I will feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked, except for those whom I have clothed. Therefore, seek clothing from me, and I will clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. Therefore, seek forgiveness from me, and I will forgive you. O my servants, you will not be able to harm me so as to bring any harm to me, and you will not be able to benefit me so as to bring any benefit to me. O my servants, if the first and last of you, and the human and jinn of you, were as pious as the most pious heart of anyone among you, it would not add anything to my dominion. O my servants, if the first and last of you, and the human and jinn of you, were as wicked as the most wicked heart of anyone among you, it would not decrease anything from my dominion. O my servants, if the first and last of you, and the human and jinn of you, were together on the same sector of land, and all asked of me, and if I were to give every one of them what he asked, that would not decrease what I have, any more than a needle decreases what is in the ocean when it is put into it. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon for you, then I recompense you for them. The one who finds good is to give praise to Allah. The one who finds other than this should not blame anyone but himself. And this hadith is recorded by Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important hadith, as it prohibits all forms of injustice and oppression, thus leading to justice, which is one of the main goals of the Sharia. This hadith also encourages us to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one's guidance and for one's worldly needs, for supplication is one of the greatest forms of worship. This hadith also discusses, my dear brothers and sisters, some of the attributes of Allah, such as His being free of any need from His creation. The first part of the hadith,
Ya ibadi,
O my servants. My dear brothers and sisters, we see in this hadith that O my servants is repeated 10 times. And its repetition in every paragraph of the hadith indicates Allah's kindness and compassion towards His slaves, towards His servants. He subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of any want from them, and in spite of that, He invites them and stresses upon them for their own benefits. The term, O my servants, ya ibadi, ibad, my dear brothers and sisters, is the plural of abd. And Allah here subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all of mankind, the believers and the disbelievers, the jinn and human beings, the angels and the entire creations, all are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the general sense. All of them are slaves to Allah and subservient to Him. He disposes of their affairs. They are Allah's creatures, and no one is excluded from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
In kullu man fis samawati wal
There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most merciful, meaning Allah, as a slave. This ayah is found in Surah Maryam, ayah 93. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all of His servants. And in His saying, Ya ibadi, O my servants, and its repetition in every paragraph of the hadith, indicates Allah's kindness and compassion towards His slaves. For He is free of any want from them. And in spite of that, He subhanahu wa ta'ala invites them and stresses upon them for their own benefits. The next part of the hadith,
إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا.
I have forbidden wrongdoing or oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden for you. Therefore, do not wrong one another. My dear brothers and sisters, linguistically, the word dhulam, or oppression or wrongdoing, means putting something in an improper place, and it is of three types. The first type is oppression between the servant and his lord, and that is by committing shirk. We seek Allah's protection. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive if this crime or this oppression or wrongdoing of shirk is done. Allah says, Verily, joining others in worship with Allah is a great wrongdoing, a great oppression indeed. And this ayah is found in Surah Al-Luqman, ayah 13. Allah also says, subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bi.
Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, and He forgives whatever is less than that for whosoever He wills. This ayah is found in Surah An-Nisa, verse 48. The second type of oppression is between the slave and himself, and that occurs through committing sins and evil deeds. So he oppresses himself, although he oppressed himself regarding a thing less than shirk. And as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives what is less than shirk whoever He wills, as we mentioned in the previous ayah. Now, the third type of oppression is between a person and the people by transgressing against them concerning their property, honor, and blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive such a person except if the oppressed person pardons him or forgives him, or by getting back his right. My dear brothers and sisters, oppression is darkness. And we have to be aware of oppressing others as the dua of the oppressed is answered. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Beware of the supplication of the oppressed, because there is no barrier between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is found in Bukhari and Muslim. So my dear brothers and sisters, regardless if the person is Muslim or non-Muslim, it is not permissible to oppress anyone. And therefore a Muslim is required to be just and fair to all people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are just and to protect us from the crime and the great sin of oppression. The next part of the hadith.
يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ.
And my servants, all of you are lost except for those whom I have guided. Therefore, seek guidance from me and I will guide you. My dear brothers and sisters, all of the servants are astray in knowledge and action except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. Therefore, it is a must that we seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will guide us. And guidance here incorporates both the guidance of knowledge and the guidance of success. Guidance, my dear brothers and sisters, is a great mercy, is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is very important for every Muslim to know that the most valuable thing to him or her is guidance. And this is the greatest blessing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you to the right path, has guided you to the path of Iman, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you to the Quran and Sunnah, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
Ya ibadi, kullukum jai'un illa man at'amtuh. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ.
O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those whom I have fed. Therefore seek food from me and I will feed you. My dear brothers and sisters, this is very similar to what preceded it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that all of His servants collectively are hungry except whom He feeds subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we are required to seek food from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He can feed us. This is because He subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all that we eat. For He allows the crops to grow and brings livestock about. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala,
أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ.
Have you not seen the seed that you planted in the ground? Is it you that causes it to grow, or do we cause it to grow? Had we willed, we could have crumbled it to dry pieces, and you would be regretful. And these ayat are found in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, ayat 63-65. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to realize and acknowledge that our livelihood is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the sustainer. If not for His provisions, then we would all be hungry. We would all be suffering from hunger. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides for us. And by His favor, He gives us these provisions. So these provisions we are receiving is not by our own power or our own ability or might. It is only a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we seek the means to attain these provisions whilst acknowledging and recognizing that the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next part of the hadith,
يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُهُ فَاسْتَكْسُونِي أَكْسُكُمْ.
O my servants, You are all naked, except for those whom I have clothed. Therefore seek clothing from me, and I will clothe you. Meaning, request clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. This is because clothing is from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracted from the earth. If Allah had willed, He would not have facilitated this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for us to clothe ourselves, to be able to cover our private parts, to seek warmth through these types of clothing, and also for beautification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
Ya Bani Adam, Qad anzalna alaykum libasan. ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون.
Children of Adam, we have provided for you clothing to cover your nakedness and as an adornment. However, the best clothing is righteousness. This is one of Allah's bounties, so perhaps you will be mindful. This ayah is found in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 26. The next part of the hadith.
يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم.
O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. Therefore seek forgiveness from me, and I will forgive you. This part of the hadith is very similar to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says, All of the sons of Adam are sinners, and the best of the sinners are those who repent. So my dear brothers and sisters, we sin day and night by committing the prohibited actions, or by leaving off a command. But this sin has a cure, and this is something we should thank Allah for, subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He says in this hadith, فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So seek forgiveness from me, and I shall forgive you. Meaning, request my forgiveness, and I shall forgive you. And forgiveness, my dear brothers and sisters, is covering a sin while pardoning it. So my dear brothers and sisters, the cure to sins is to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, And verily, I am indeed forgiving to him who repents, believes, and does righteous good deeds, and then remains constant in doing them, meaning till his death. And this ayah is found in Surah Taha, ayah 82. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-forgiving, all-merciful, and therefore we should never, ever fall into despair. My dear brothers and sisters, there is not a sin that is excluded from Allah's forgiveness. So we should never despair of Allah's mercy and forgiveness, and then abandon seeking forgiveness and repentance. Do not say, this sin cannot be forgiven. Rather, we should rush and hasten to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O ibadi, my slaves who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is of forgiving, most merciful. This ayah is found in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah 53. Moving on to the next part of the hadith.
Ya ibadi, innakum lan tablughu durri fatadurruni. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي.
O my servants, you will not be able to harm me so as to bring any harm to me, and you will not be able to benefit me so as to bring any benefit to me. This is because, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anything in existence. If the entire world disbelieved, it would not harm him at all. And if the entire world believed, it would not benefit him at all. Since by his essence, he is not in need of any of his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next part of the hadith.
يا عبادي, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا.
And my servants, if the first and last of you, and the human and jinn of you, were as pious as the most pious of anyone among you, it would not add anything to my dominion. This is because, my dear brothers and sisters, a person's obedience only benefits himself. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not benefit from it, since He is not in need of it. He is not in need of anything subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if all of mankind, the whole of mankind, were as pious as the most pious heart of any one man, it would not increase Allah's kingdom or dominion in anything. The next part of the hadith.
يا عبادي, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا.
O my servants, if the first and last of you and the human and jinn of you were as wicked as the most wicked heart of anyone among you, it would not decrease anything from my dominion. As we said previously, my dear brothers and sisters, this is because Allah is not in need of us. If all of mankind, and even the jinn as well, were as wicked as the wickedest heart of any one man, it would not decrease the kingdom or dominion of Allah in anything. Next part of the hadith.
Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر.
And my servants, if the first and last of you and the human and jinn of you were to gather together on the same sector of land or in one place and all asked of me, and I were to give every one of them what he asked, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases what is in the ocean when it is put into it. My dear brothers and sisters, this is due to His Excellence subhanahu wa ta'ala and the expansiveness of what He possesses. If He gave every person what he requested, it would not decrease him in anything. And we see this in his statement, subhanahu wa ta'ala, any more than a needle decreases the sea when put into it. And this is in order, my dear brothers and sisters, to emphasize there being no deficiency or no shortcomings at all. As it's well known that if a needle is put into the sea, into the ocean, and then taken out, it does not decrease the sea at all, since that which the needle takes is nothing at all. And then the final part of the hadith.
يا عبادي, إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه.
O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon for you, then I recompense you for them. The one who finds good is to give praises to Allah. The one who finds other than this should not blame anyone but himself. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says to us, O my servants, it is only your deeds that I reckon for you, that I charge you with, meaning they are calculated and written for the people. And we will be recompensed for them. So whoever finds good, as the hadith mentions, should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever finds other than that should blame no one but himself. My dear brothers and sisters, even with this, He subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies a good deed by 10 times its like to 700 to many times multiplied. A bad deed is recompensed by its like, or it is pardoned and forgiven as long as it is less than shirk. My dear brothers and sisters, to summarize and conclude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for Himself that He will not commit any form of wrongdoing or injustice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also prohibited all forms of dhulam, oppression or wrongdoing for His slaves. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, all of mankind is lost and astray except for those whom Allah has guided. Hence, one must turn to Allah and Allah alone for guidance. Allah will guide those who sincerely turn to Him for guidance. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, all of mankind is hungry and naked except for those whom Allah feeds and clothes. Hence, everyone must turn to Allah for their sustenance and provisions, as He is the only one who can grant such. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, mankind constantly sins against its Lord. They are therefore in need of forgiveness. The only one who can offer forgiveness is Allah. If humans sincerely repent and turn to Allah for forgiveness, Allah will forgive them. Also, we learn from this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, that mankind cannot help or harm Allah in any way. Allah is self-sufficient and free of any wants or needs. No matter how pious or evil humans are, they do not decrease or increase Allah's dominion or kingdom in any way. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah's kingdom, Allah's dominion is so great that He could give all of the creation all that it could possibly ask for, and yet that would not decrease Allah's dominion in the least. Allahu Akbar. And we also learn from this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording and preserving all of the deeds of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does no injustice whatsoever. All deeds will be presented exactly on the day of resurrection, and everyone will be fully and fairly recompensed for them. And also, my dear brothers and sisters, if the end result of one's deeds is good, the person should praise and thank Allah for guiding him and helping him to perform the good deeds. But on the other hand, if the end result of one's deeds is evil, the person has no one to blame but himself. Allah is not wronging him in the least by his own deeds and his own choice of remaining astray are what led him to this situation. And with that we conclude, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are guided in this world and the next. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.